Welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast. I am your host, Jen Spiegel. I am a life, business, and brand stylist. And after years of helping thousands of female entrepreneurs grow successful businesses and lives, I was called to bring these delicious conversations forward for those of you who are ready to build, expand, and actually enjoy all the desires of your heart. I'm so confident that this podcast will support you as you start to elevate and pursue the highest version of yourself. Thank you for being here. Sink in and enjoy. Okay, so I want to imagine and assume those of you listening in either have a business idea, have launched a business, or are scaling a business currently, because that seems to be the type of fempreneur I attract. And I also want to assume that you have really set out a big vision for yourself, your business, and what kind of life you are magnetizing towards, and that inner burn in your belly that you know this is your reality. But I also know from my own personal experience and working with thousands of entrepreneurs that a lot of times that big vision can feel so far off in the distance that we can't taste it, smell it, even touch it just yet. And sometimes when we feel that way, doubt can creep in. Have you ever experienced that where you have this realization that, yes, that is absolutely my reality. I am going there. I know I deserve that. That's what I'm working towards. But is that ever really going to happen? Maybe you're at a point in your business where it is flat. Maybe it's even gone down a little bit, or maybe you're sitting with an idea and haven't even started yet. And so the feeling of this big vision that has been planted on your heart feels just a little bit out of reach at the moment. And I know in my experience, I've had that where I had this vision and yes, it got me up every day and I was just working towards this beautiful purpose. But there were also days where I doubted, I wondered, I started second guessing myself and my business. So I want to give you a strategy today that, honest to goodness, has worked like a charm for me and the thousands of entrepreneurs I've worked with. And this is not revolutionary. This is not some big idea that you have not heard before, but I think it's time for us to drop it back in as a gentle reminder to really elevate ourselves, build up some momentum, and get going towards something that feels a little bit more tangible in this moment. And I call them micro goals or small goals or reasons why. There can be many different ways or terms of using this, but these micro goals honestly will get you into action today. And I strongly recommend you put this practice in and celebrate it and teach it to other people, even your children. Sometimes with our children, if they're in a sport, they can feel like going pro or, you know, going to that next level in whatever it is they're working at can feel so far in the distance. Give them these small, micro, tangible goals and watch them shine. Watch life and energy come back into their bodies. A lot of what I teach is for us, but these are also life lessons that you can apply into all areas of your life and relationships and so on. That is my desire through this podcast, is that we really elevate all the areas. So let's dive into micro goals. What do I mean by that? When I started my first business, I had a massive vision. It grew into a massive vision. I didn't start with one. And as that vision grew and grew and grew, I believed it. I saw it. I knew that this was possible for me, but there were some days where my energy was low or business wasn't going as planned, where I started second guessing myself. And I am acutely aware that when those self-limiting beliefs start to drop in, it is going to repel the results that I am looking for, seeking, and attracting. And so I was able to switch my mindset by having written down what I called 11 reasons why, or 11 micro goals that were smaller sort of stepping stones towards that big one. And it looked like this. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I'm going to tell you what they were. I wanted to have a pedicure and a manicure every single month. At that time in my life, that was a luxury I didn't afford myself because I was not working. I was not making any income. So those were the types of things I put on the back burner. I didn't want to justify that spend of money, but that was something I wanted to do for myself, to care for myself, to show up and feel good and those types of things. I think you feel me. You know, if you get manicures and pedicures, how that makes you feel. So that was one of my micro goals. The other one was I loved a spa experience. There is something about getting massage, but not that massage where you walk in and it's very, I don't know, stark and not cozy. I love the experience when you come in and they give you a cup of tea or hibiscus water and put a beanbag over your shoulders. And the smell is that of a spa and the music is playing and there's a water fountain in the corner. I mean, I'm here for that. That experience, you had me at hello. And I started traveling more and more. So one of my micro whys or one of my micro goals was that every time I traveled, I wanted to experience a massage and spa. I wanted just kind of see which one was better than the next and what did I like and what didn't I like and have this sort of repertoire of experiences. And that may sound silly, but for me, that was such a driver for me to build the business and show up every day. The other one was to afford things for my children. I knew my daughter loved horseback riding, and that is not an inexpensive sport. And I wanted to ensure that as far as she wanted to take that sport, I would be able to support those goals. So that became a micro goal, you know, building this cash flow that there was extra so I could do extra. There's so many things that were on that list, even paying off my debts, paying off my Visa card at that time, these little smaller stepping stones that gave me the energy and drive and ambition to action every single day. And I strongly recommend you implement this into your life right now. What are the things right now that you think, you know what, it would be a bit of a stretch, but I also see how close that is. And I'm going to write this down. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to action myself to do things to move me forward, that momentum forward towards a stepping stone. And as you're focusing on these smaller micro goals, what do you think happens, my friends? Well, what happens is all of a sudden you wake up and your business has grown exponentially. You are in a totally new place than you thought you would be because you weren't paying attention always to the bottom line, to the things that can get tedious and overwhelming. Instead, you were just focusing in on joyful experiences and creating the income, the momentum in your business to be able to have those experiences. And it was really a beautiful way of growing my first business. And as a matter of fact, I can be really honest, that is how I grew my business from the start to the finish. And I still do to this day. It was always about earning something. There was something about dangling that carrot in front of my eyes that really elevated me day in and day out, kept me motivated and ready for more. Now, as my business has grown exponentially and I'm in a different place than I've ever been, it's bigger items. You know, there's right now, if I'm being honest, I had never liked watches. It was not my jam. I asked my husband, he loves watches. Okay, he will know about every single watch and teach you everything. It's a passion of his. I do not share that passion. And he, poor guy, shares these watches with me and pictures and nine and a half times out of 10, I don't even like them. It takes a lot for me to like a watch. Well, he's shown me a Rolex. Okay. And this girl never, like if I had never owned a Rolex in my life, I'd be totally fine with that. It was never a thing for me, but this particular Rolex has my name written all over it. And there's something about being able to afford a Rolex, to have this legacy piece that I could pass down to my kids that will grow in sort of the investment that I've put forward. I'm like jazzed up over a Rolex. So this right now is my dangly carrot. You know, it's really a beautiful existence to know I started literally thinking I would love to be able to have the money aside that I pay cash and it's not coming out of a budget for manicure and pedicure. And I've earned that and I've grown a business to be able to afford that. And seeing the growth to now, that is just a part of my everyday life. And now we're talking about a Rolex. I mean, you can see the growth there. And it's a really beautiful thing because when I focus on that Rolex, it gets me, I don't know, gets me kind of excited. It's a different energy. I think, wow, what would that be like? And what would it be like to pass that down to my children and say, here's something, you know, that I invested in that has gone up in price and is a beautiful legacy piece for you to keep or do whatever you want with it. I don't have any strings attached. You can have it, pass it down, or, you know, here, this is for you. Ah, it may sound so simple and it may even sound outrageous to you. And that's okay, because this is my journey. These are my goals and they don't have to be yours. Oh, friends, I am so excited to provide this for free. You have no idea. This is worth millions. It's created millions of dollars now in revenue for people who have utilized my 14-day launch strategy. Whether you are about to launch a 5-day challenge or a masterclass or your next program or a new business or a podcast for that matter, this launch strategy works like a charm. It has created 6-figure months. It has built people from 0 to 6 figures in less than 6 months and has worked across the board, whether it is a service program you're providing or a product business that you're putting out into the world. I'm telling you right now, it is so good and so easy to utilize. It tells you exactly what to do every day leading up to a launch for whatever initiative you're putting out there in the world. I think a lot of times on social media, we get really messy with how to market ourselves and create this sense of promotion and excitement around what we're offering. And I've taken all of that feeling away, given you ease, simplicity, and really effective strategy to get your next program, business, service, whatever it is out there into the world. And here's the fun thing. You can download this for free at jenspiegel.com. It's completely free. People always say, why do you give this for free? Well, it's because I love to give. And I have now added this nice little bonus offer. If you care to have me work through that launch strategy with you and really elevate it to the next level, you'll see it there. You can click on that link and get this beautiful 1-hour coaching with me where I walk you through step-by-step how to create the biggest, the most abundant launch you have ever had in your business. So go head over to jenspiegel.com. It is hanging out there for you. And I cannot wait to hear your success story. Please share with me and know that I am a cheerleader for you and this mission that you are on. I have talked a lot about goals that are around materialism. So some of you may be a little judgy in the moment. Hey, we can be judgy, but please don't be judgy, because here's the thing. What I do with my income, how I utilize my income, provide, give, that sort of thing, is my business, just like it is your business. And of course, there are ways that I'm giving back and tithing and all those things. I'm talking about things that are a little materialistic, are a little a cherry on top for us. Because I'll be honest, those are the things that get us moving. And what would it feel like to start actioning for that bag, that store that you want to shop in and not put on a credit card, but would rather walk in with $500 cash and pay cash for the shopping spree you'd like to take while you update your wardrobe? I mean, let's just be real. These things are energizing. And they are a part of, they're not the full picture, they're a part of. So I wanted to drop this in today, challenge you to write down your 11 micro goals, your 11 reasons why you're doing what you're doing and showing up day in and day out. Allow this to be a little nudge and push onto the skinny branch to create this constant flow and movement and momentum in your business and your life to celebrate your successes. Because these micro goals, when you're able to check them off the list, that is a celebration. That is something that you have accomplished. And those little tiny, seemingly insignificant accomplishments, they add up over time. When I started my first business, I wanted to make $2,000 a month. That was my big audacious goal. I'm now in a business where I think, could we scale this to 8 figures? Let's see what we've got. Let's see what we can do. Let's see how many we can impact. I'm a totally different person in a totally different circumstance than I was 15 years ago. But it was those small micro goals that started the movement to where I am today. And those goals, I still celebrate. I still have immense gratitude every time I get a manicure and a pedicure. I have not lost touch in how special those things are. It's just now my vision has expanded and grown, and I cannot wait for that to be your experience. Share with me, take a picture, share it on Instagram, or drop me a DM of your 11 micro goals and what is going to start revving the engine of your life and business to get you actioning towards that big vision that is absolutely your reality, your birthright, and is waiting patiently for you. thank you so much for being here. I hope you know how deeply grateful I am for the time and space you give to the Becoming Iconic podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to show up here twice a week and pour into you. And thank you for those 5-star reviews that you've been giving and those beautiful compliments. It means so much. And the time you spend to do that is just the most beautiful way to give back. The other thing I want to challenge us to as a community is to share more. It's so simple to copy this link into a text to a friend who you think would benefit from what you just listened to, or share it into your stories. Make sure to tag me, by the way, because I love resharing and allowing your network to maybe discover something that they wouldn't have if it weren't for you. And just a gentle reminder that jenspiegel.com, that website, was designed for you in mind, and what you need in your life and business, the blog, the resources, the different ways of working together, they all sit there and they're available to you. So I challenge you to go over there, make it a habit of checking out what's new and exciting. At the end of the day, I just want you to know I love this community. I appreciate being able to show up for you, and I just want you to make it a great day.